It is time for a look at another one of the recommendations from the jury into the inquiry into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Joining us to take a look at this, as she does all the time, Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Erin, welcome. Again, I apologize for my voice, but we're moving in the right direction.
No worries at all, Bob, and it's always good to be with you.
So, let's take a look. We're at number 66 now of the 86 recommendations. It says that the government must require that probation officers, in a timely manner, ensure there is an up-to-date risk assessment in the file. Probation conditions are appropriate for the level of risk of the client and written in a way that they can enforce, and if not, request a variation. There's some other points here. I'm going to go over them for you, Aaron. They contact the survivor to inform her of the offender's living situation, any conditions, limitations on his movements or activities, and what she should do in the event of a possible breach by the offender. Another one is regular contact with survivors to receive updates, provide information regarding the offender's residence and locations frequented, and any changes to such circumstances, and seek input from survivors and justice system personnel before making decisions that may impact her safety. Improve supervision of high-risk perpetrators released on probation, including informed decision-making when applying or seeking to modify conditions that impact the survivor's needs and safety. And finally, risk assessments and risks of lethality are taken into account when making enforcement decisions. This is essentially creating the book that you can then throw at certain situations.
100% it is. I think that what we know about the Renfrew situation is that the person had a history. And what, as a member of the Ontario Domestic Violence Death Review Committee, I am very aware of history of violence is always a huge risk factor that we look at when we are doing case reviews. In situations where there's IPV, conditions need to be supportive to the realities of how not only the offender navigates the world, but also how that can impact the survivors or the victims of his choice. Anything related to increase in risk, volatility, sudden change in residence, any kind of breach that perhaps has happened or could be forecasted, those things need to be mitigated. They need to be mitigated and they need to be and contribute to any updated risk assessment that happens. And we need to be working in a concentrated effort with the other partners and systems in our communities to make sure that safety plans for survivors and for victims who might be, threatened, that we're mitigating that with all the information we possibly can have in situations.
It's really interesting too, because this is almost like the culmination of the other recommendations that we've been looking at in recent weeks and how this is all coming together. It's been, well, we need to include this part and this part, but this is really, you take the sum of all those parts and now you move forward in one cohesive strategy.
Yeah, Bob, we've spent a lot of time talking about education. We've talked about the justice system. We've talked about collaboration. And we really need to collaborate across our sectors and across our services to make sure that the issues of intimate partner violence are always assessed into every situation, whether that's through the supervision order, whether that's requesting a variation, whether it's changing the conditions because she's changed workplaces or something has changed in the landscape. In those situations, things don't end because the court case is over and you've been subjected to probation or parole. This is an ongoing risk mitigation strategy that needs to happen, and we all need to be part of that so that victims continue to be safer and continue to feel like their voice is heard in all of these processes.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much for that. Next week, we are going to be continuing the talk around probation, such a vital part of it, and that's why we do talk about it as often as we do. I really appreciate it. Thank you for this, Aaron.
Thank you as always.
Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. We've been taking a look at another one of the jury recommendations from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence here in Ontario on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.